Grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father and Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Jamie was a 10-year-old boy who decided that he wanted to study judo. That, in spite of the fact that in a terrible car accident, he had lost his left arm. He began judo lessons with an old Japanese judo master. And he was really coming along quite well. But he still couldn't understand that after 3 months of training, the master had taught him just one single judo move. "Master," he said, "shouldn't I be learning more moves than just one?" The old master replied, "This is the only move that you'll ever need to know." Jamie didn't exactly understand what that meant, but he trusted the master, trainer, or teacher, and he kept on training. And several months went by before he went to his first judo tournament. He surprised even himself because he won the first two matches. The third match was a little more difficult for him, but after some time, his opponent made one mistake and charged at him, and Jamie deftly used the move that he had been taught and won the match in spite of his obvious weakness. A few minutes ago, we prayed this prayer. O God, you see of ourselves that we have no strength. We acknowledge that we are, in fact, weak. Some of the men out today may take exception to that. They might be saying, "Well, I'm not as strong as I used to be, but by golly, in my younger days, I could work all day and I could dance all night. I played sports after school and I worked on Saturdays. In summer, I worked out or I worked hauling hay or some other physical kind of work. I'm certainly not weak and helpless." When we're young, we have that strength and that endurance. And we tend to place our faith in that strength and ourselves and our personal abilities. The problem there is that we begin to think that we are in control. We have the confidence in and depend upon ourselves, our physical strength, and our abilities. Athletes begin training well before the season starts. They lift weights. They run wind sprints. They practice, practice, practice to get ready so they're strong and able to compete in their sport. We still tend to place our trust in ourselves and the things of this world. In our youth, we wanted bigger and better and more powerful cars. In our early adulthood, we wanted to have more tools that had more power. In our maturity, we begin to realize that our physical strength declines and that our tools become outdated, our cars wear out, but we still have confidence in ourselves, our skills, and our experience. So back to the story about Jamie. Jamie had won his first three matches, and to his great surprise, he found himself in the finals. His next opponent in the final round was much bigger and stronger and more experienced than he. And for quite some time, it appeared that Jamie was going to go down in defeat. To the referee, this seemed like a big mismatch, and so he stopped the fight, thinking that Jamie might be hurt. But the judo master stepped in and said, no, let them continue. And so the match resumed. And shortly, Jamie's opponent made a critical blunder. He reached for Jamie's only arm. And in an instant, Jamie used the only move that he knew. He threw his opponent to the floor and pinned him before either of them really knew what had happened. Jamie won the match, and he won the tournament. He was victorious because of what had been taken away from him. Let me explain. On the way home, the boy and his master began to review each move that was done in each match. And finally, Jamie summoned the courage to ask the question that had really been bothering him the whole time. "Master," he said, "how did I win that tournament with only one move?" The old master looked at him and smiled and said, "You won for two reasons. First, you mastered one of the most difficult moves in all of judo. And second, the only defense for that move, so that your opponent might win, is for him to grab your left arm." Jamie's greatest weakness, his greatest limitation, had become his biggest strength. Our greatest weakness is our sinful nature. We desire to do things our way. We place our trust in ourselves and worldly things to get us out of troublesome situations. We really kind of think in the back of our minds that we're going to earn our way to heaven by what we do and how we impress God with a lot of different things that we do. In the Old Testament today, the people of Judah put their faith in worldly things as well. They placed their faith in the temple that had been built, thinking that God would never, ever dare destroy that beautiful temple that they had built. The people thought that because they sacrificed to God, that they came and worshiped Him, that He would certainly never let anything bad come to Him. They believed that they were saved because they were, after all, God's chosen people. Now comes Jeremiah and he tells them, "Not so quick. You must repent of your sins and ask God for forgiveness. If you don't, God is going to destroy Jerusalem like He destroyed Shiloh." They all remembered that Shiloh had been totally destroyed, along with perhaps the Ark of the Covenant. That upset them greatly. And with that upset, with that anger, they called for Jeremiah's death. And he reminds them, "But I speak the words that God has given me to speak to you." They still decided they wanted to kill him because they didn't believe that God would ever even think about those things. And so he reminds them finally that they would be killing an innocent man if they killed him, that they would have innocent blood on their hands. Today we realize that our weakness, our sinful nature, requires that we repent of our sins as we receive communion this morning. But also in that prayer that we prayed a few minutes ago, we added a second line that said, "By your mighty power, defend us from all adversities that may happen to the body." By your mighty power, God, not by anything that we have done or can do, by your mighty power, we prayed, defend us from all adversities. In this broken world, we are subject to all sorts of hardships and sufferings. We fall and break a bone. We develop health problems. We have car accidents. We're subject to calamities of weather and earthquakes and fire. We are subject to the violent acts of other people. But in this prayer, we ask God to defend us from all those adversities. Not just those people who would harm us physically, not just those people who would harm us financially, not just those people who would harm us emotionally, but from all adversities. And as we continued, that by that same mighty power, we said, "Would you also defend us from all evil thoughts that may assault and hurt our soul?" We're concerned not only about our physical bodies, but more importantly, about our soul. That's what will ultimately take us to heaven. If you think about that, that sounds a little bit like we are asking God to defend us from ourselves. And indeed, He is. We prayed in that prayer that God would protect us even from our own evil thoughts. In our sinfulness, those evil thoughts pop into our mind far too regularly. Those thoughts can lead us astray. Those thoughts of complaints and dissatisfaction with God and with our lives. And not only are we concerned about thoughts that pop into our mind, but we are also concerned about attack from otherworldly events. We are also attacked by things beyond this world. In Ephesians, Paul says, "For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the cosmic powers over this present darkness, against the spiritual forces of evil in heavenly places." Sounds a little frightening to me. But then in Romans, Paul also reminds us of this. He writes, "For I am persuaded that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God which is in Christ Jesus our Lord." Our human weaknesses are countless, and we are under threat every day. But like Jamie, who didn't doubt his judo master, but followed his wisdom and guidance to win the victory by what had been taken away from him, our victory comes from our Master, whose mighty power defends us from all adversities and from evil thoughts. And through that mighty power, He forgives us all our sins. Amen. Now the peace of God that surpasses all understanding, keep your hearts and minds through faith in Christ Jesus. Amen.